Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today is the 19th of June 2015. Brothers and sisters, when we get up, we think of Jesus Christ. When we get up, think of Jesus Christ. He's our life. He's life for all, actually. He's alive. He's the creator. Everything is inside him. Now, at the same time, after that, worshipping, thank you, Lord, for this morning. Mercies are new every morning. Think of others. Our daily chores and all that, yes, we have to do. They are daily things. But people are getting up with suffering, some of them, because they do not know Christ. They're suffering. They do not know this powerful Christ who loves us. But at the same time, God has made it clear in James, friendship with the world is enmity with God. Why is God so serious about this? Friendship with the world, that means the same as hating God, he says. And another one, he says, the Spirit of God wants us only for himself. Now, brothers and sisters, remember today morning, you're not alone. Can you imagine the Spirit of God, God Almighty, wants you only for himself? You are wanted. You are wanted by him. You're not rejected by him. You're wanted by him. You have declared that you want to follow him. You want to follow Jesus Christ. His blood has washed your sins. You have confessed and taken out. And every day, when some issues happen, you also confess straight away, sorry, Lord, I don't want to do this anymore. Immediately, the Holy Spirit will convict you and immediately stop and say, sorry, Lord. And then if there is some people involved, go and ask forgiveness from them. Settle it. Settle it. Brothers, don't carry it on to next day. No. Settle it straight away. You want peace. You want to be righteous. And you want them to see Christ in you. Christ in you is humbleness. Humble in heart. Jesus said, take my yoke. I'm humble in heart. Now, God is against the proud and is kind to the humble. He gives more grace to the humble. Come near to God, he says, and he'll come near to you. But why is God so serious about this world business? Because in 2 Corinthians 4 and a number of other places will say, the ruler of this world has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. And some will say, the God of this world. The ruler of this world, the God of this world. There are two groups of theologians always arguing whether Jesus is the God, is the our God, Almighty God is the ruler of this world, or Satan is the ruler of the world. Nothing to argue. Because, first of all, Satan has no power over you. I'll repeat, Satan has no power over you. On the day of Calvary, Jesus rose again. He has taken the power of Satan out of Satan. The power of the demons and the fallen angels, all powers all taken. And he made them march as a fallen army. They march as a fallen army. But the world and the earth are two different things. The world is a system of governance. So who is ruling this world? Satan is still ruling this world. But he has no power over those who are in Christ Jesus. We have power over Satan and the demons and all that. But he still confuses the world. He sways, the whole world is under the sway of Satan, the God of this world. So he sways their mind. He sends his demons and his spirit beings to contempt people, to trick them into following the world, to want the world. Some young girl who wants an iPhone, iPhone 5, iPhone 6, iPhone 25 finally begin to steal. The desire of our heart brings trouble. Therefore, do not follow our heart. Our heart will want wrong things. You want the desire of Christ to be put in your heart, so your heart also will desire what Christ wants. Therefore, the old scripture is misunderstood sometimes. God delight in the Lord and he'll give you desires of your heart. That is misunderstood to mean whatever our heart desires, he'll give it to us. That's not true, because our heart may desire rubbish. But what is actually the meaning should be is, God will put whatever you have to desire, whatever you must desire, he'll put into your heart. So your heart also will desire exactly as what God wants you to desire. So we'll become like Jesus. He'll put the desire that he wants you to have. That we delight in him, worship him, sing songs, think of him, and his desires for you will come into our hearts, and our heart will begin to desire the same thing that he wants. It is not that our wicked heart wants all kinds of things, and then he'll give it to us just because we delighted in him. That's not, it's wrong understanding. And this has caused a lot of problems, a lot of people. They begin to think, our heart desires this, God will give me, I'll claim this, I'll claim that, I'll claim this land. Forget all that, sisters and brothers. He'll give you all that you need. That's a guarantee. It's a promise of God. It's written on the rock of salvation. All your needs will be settled. No issue. But your wants, He won't give all that we want, because we'll kill ourselves sometimes. We'll go away from Christ and we may fall into a trap and into a lot of trouble. We may even leave and forsake Jesus Christ. So He won't do that. Now, but the rule of the world, the system of this world, that's why in Revelation says, there'll come a time when the kingdoms of the world now belong to Jesus. Now He becomes the ruler and authority of all kingdoms on earth. All kingdoms. Right now, there are kingdoms of the world. And now, what do we do with the people who are ruling this? Love them. Love them. Why? They are human beings. They are human beings. Our battle is not with human beings. Our battle is spiritual forces, evil forces. That's why God gave us power. God gave us power. So we'll fight these things. Now, God gave us power. Now take a simple thing. If our brothers and sisters, some of us, because of older or whatever, we will wake up. Sometimes there's pain. Pain in the leg. You just test this. You just stroke the place in the pain in Jesus' name. Get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Stroking it or laying hands or whatever you want to do. Use your hands. There's no form. There's no religious activity here. Even God, even, you know, what did Jesus do? He took mud and spit on it and put on somebody's eyes for the blind person and he could see. So do not stand on some decorum. You stroke it, you lay hands, whatever. I was normally strike it one way in Jesus' name. Pain go in Jesus' name. I keep doing this, the pain will go, and I may take the breath of God. The breath of God in Jesus' name. And in the bed, the pain would have gone. But the pain may come back. Why? Because another law is in play. What we sow, we will reap. So if we sow a lot of sugar into ourselves or some other food that we shouldn't be eating, then of course the acidity will increase and pain will come. So therefore, today, look out in your place of working, where you're going, marketplace, where you're meeting, whoever. You look out. Is anybody looking burdened, troubled? And you know them somewhat, you know them. You say, is everything all right with you? Shall I have a coffee with you? Take time, brothers and sisters, take time. Find time to sit with them. And your presence, because the Spirit of God is in you, your presence will touch them. That is why many times children of God go. People like to sit with children of God. Because children of God are those who are obedient to Christ's words, not the ones that are breaking God's command this way, that way, every which way, and thinking that people will like to sit. The Spirit of God is grieved when we do these things. But we want to be holy, we want to be righteous, we ask the Lord Jesus, we want to be humble. Humble. God said, Jesus said, take my yoke. I'm humble in heart. We want to be like Jesus. So when you sit down there and you find, and then find the time, Lord, give me mercy and grace. Make me ask them, Lord, talk to them. Let's not be shy. Sister, brother, is everything okay with you? Can I pray in Jesus' name? You can get some peace and joy right now. If you want, I'll pray. If they don't want, thank Jesus Christ. Okay, brother, another day if you want, call me. You pray. And they pray, they'll have a touch of Christ that day. That morning, you, whom God loves you, the Spirit of God wants you only for Himself. You have touched, you, God would have used you to touch a soul. In Jesus' name, brothers and sisters, let's go and do this today. Amen.